The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the Chicago area entertainment scene is being brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, located at Arlington Heights Ford, 801 West Dundee Road in Arlington Heights. Their quality service department is open 6 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. Call 847-481-0530 to schedule an appointment for service or for tires. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center is offering some great values. Fall is coming, more weather. Schedule a free brake inspection by calling 847-481-0530 and mention Around the Town. Quick Lane is located at Arlington Heights Ford, 801 West Dundee Road in Arlington Heights. Happy Sunday.
Unbelievable. The month is going so quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's almost been a year that we've been doing this show, so it's getting close.
January's going to make
it. Yeah,
it's
so much fun. It's so much fun. Okay, I want to start a few things, Frank. Let's just make sure that people know that not only can you call us, but you can text us as well, using the same number, 773-763-9278. WCPT's text line is sponsored by GWC Injury Lawyers. You can visit them at justicestartstoday.com. Joining us in the studio, we have Daniel Duell, we're going to talk with him in a little bit. He's from Chicago Ballet, or Ballet Chicago. I get that confused, but we're going to talk to him about that. We're also going to be talking to our friend Denise, who's going to be calling in, or we're going to be calling her in a little bit, from Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish. I also want to remind you, Frank, when we went to, we had the girls on, those two little girls, and we had Stacey Flaster on about a month and a half ago. Stacey and her partner, music director Liz Fauntleroy, just did a marvelous production. It's still today is the last day of it, but it's a Frozen junior version. It's about an hour long, condensed. They're doing it at the Skokie Theater, which your sister Rose loves very, very much. We learned that last week.
We mentioned free parking.
Right. And I found very easy parking last night. Thank you, Rose. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I just pulled up and there it was. Yeah. And I thought Rose was going to valet for me, but I didn't see her. So we didn't have that for us. But this is the Performer School production, and the two young ladies that were with us, Sarah Shaw, and her name is Noah Levin. They were here with us talking about their trying out. Well, they made it. They're part of the Performer School, and they both had major roles in the show, and they did a fantastic job. It was wonderful. You should pay attention. If you've got a little one, and that little one wants to be a performer, this is a great, great training program.
That's a school that everybody should be on their list.
And for more information, it's www.theperformersschool.com. It's a learning experience, and they get to perform in front of live audiences that really, really love what they see.
And today's the last day of it?
This is the last day of this one. And what we're going to try to do now that I know more about what they do and how it works, I think we're going to try to get a little more advance notice so we can let people know. It really is enjoyable to watch. These are kids that are, you know, in junior high for the most part. Now, they did have, it's harder to get guys. Girls, it's plenty of them that want to go, but some of the guys might have been a little older, but they did a great job. It was just adorable from beginning to end, and it's so nice to see the enthusiasm of this group of young people who are going to be gracing our stages probably the next 4 to 5 years,
they're young,
we're going to be seeing them all over the place.
And we've seen it before, so we know.
All right, so we, just so you know, we are covering a lot more dance now. If you go to my website, it's aroundthetownchicago.com, you will find there is now a dance classification. Ever since we've got CJ Hyland joining our group, she likes to go daily, so it's almost like she's going to to dance a day, and she's going, but she asked me to please make a little announcement about Deeply Rooted Dance Theater, which is evidently a fairly new group. They're doing something called Reaffirmed and Reimagined next week at the Riva and David Logan Center for the Arts on the University of Chicago campus. They will perform their fall program, Reaffirmed, Reimagined, featuring a lineup of classic revivals, company repertoire, and a preview of new work collaboration with Grammy Award-winning gospel artist Donald Lawrence. The program, from a dance company rooted in the traditions of modern, contemporary, and African dance as a means of storytelling, is sure to delight. For all ages, it takes place Friday, December 13th, 7 p.m., Saturday, December 14th, 7:30, and Sunday, December 15th at 6 p.m. Tickets are $45 general admission. You can call 312-795-9777 or visit reaffirmed-reimagined.eventbrite.com. Okay, or you could visit deeplyrootedDanceTheater.org. She loves dance. Check, you'll see. There's reviews up and down the line, and she wants to make sure that you, our listeners, know that there is a lot more dance than you've ever seen before. It was well hidden because we didn't have the coverage, but now with CJ, you're going to learn to love dance.
I'm telling you, Al, you're going to love dance. It's everywhere now.
I'm dancing just sitting here. Okay, I'm dancing in my chair. All right, so we're going to run a few contests for you because I want to tell you a couple things. Number one, I'm not a comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce.
Really?
Right. I'm Lenny Bruce. Has been extended.
Oh, okay.
It's going through January 5th. So we'd like to give some tickets to people who might want to see it. And, you know, this was the weekend. It was 57 years ago that Lenny Bruce was put in jail.
Oh, we're celebrating the anniversary of going to jail.
Okay, yeah, so he had a big anniversary, and it was kind of a neat thing. That was at one of the clubs, and there's a nice story behind it. So I need to know who the director of the show I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. You tell me the director of that show, and I will give you a pair of tickets to go see it. All right? All you have to do is call our number. You got that number? I'm going to give it to you again. It's 773-763-9278. If you go to my review, you'll find the director's name in there. Okay, that's one contest.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good one.
All right, that's a good one. All right, so now let's talk a little bit about the Q Brothers.
Oh, yes.
The Q Brothers are an amazing group of four guys who also have a disc jockey who do big shows, and he put them on in rap, hip-hop rap. So they do a Christmas Carol right now in 90 minutes. And amazingly hysterical from beginning to end. These guys are just great. They change characters, they hop here, they hip hop there, and Scrooge walks around with his money bag and kind of sleeps at it. It's like really, really adorable. They tell the story. It's young, old, it doesn't matter, but everybody in that audience had a rousing good time. And it's at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. Mm-hmm. So we want to give away some tickets to that.
Oh.
All right, so here's what I need to know. What is unique about this show? What is different about this show from the original Christmas Carol? And what theater at Chicago Shakespeare does it take place? Because they do have three.
They have three now.
Okay, so you got the number out there, 773-763-9278. You have to go to aroundthetownchicago.com. The answers are all there. And, you know, I've been playing Santa Claus this weekend, so I'm in a very good ho, ho, ho Merry Christmas mood.
And you know what? We talked about both those shows last week, so if you were listening last week, you know the answers.
Well, the answers are also at AroundTheTownChicago.com. You have no problem finding that. Okay, so let's, we got a phone call. Did we get hold of it yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so we got to get hold of Denise so we can talk about Eleanor, and then we'll have a contest for that too. So, you might want to take a look at the review for Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas. So, her wish, and then I'll ask the question once we are on the phone with Denise, because then you can she'll help you a little bit. Maybe we'll see. So that's what we're going to do with that stuff. All right, so we have any other things to do. We went to see a play.
We went to see a different play. It's not a holiday play, for
no,
sure.
No, this is definitely not holiday. It's called The Tall Boy. Mm-hmm. Now, here's an unusual thing. The lady's name, who is the actress in this, her name is Tandy Cronin, C-R-O-N-Y-N. I think people might know what her name is composed of. Do you think people might know?
I think they just might, because I just figured it out the way you pronounced it.
Okay, so just listen carefully again. Tandy is her first name, and her last name is Cronin, C-R-O-N-Y-N. And somebody killed me who, I'll tell you what, who her parents are. And I will give you a $50 gift card to Koi in Evanston, my favorite sushi spot, okay? All right, so do we have Denise on? All right, so let's pick Denise up. Hi, Denise, how are you?
Hi, Alan, so great. How are you?
I'm great. And you're here with Frank and our radio audience. Everybody in the world is listening to you. So we want to talk to people.
Oh,
number one, I just announced that we're going to have a contest to give away a four pack of tickets to Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's very exciting. I hope someone wins.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give them, here's the contest. The question I'm going to ask is, what kind of toy is Eleanor? Okay, so they will have to answer the kind of toy that Eleanor is, and we will set them up with four tickets to go see this lovely little new musical.
Well, thank you.
Okay, will you tell us how you got the idea, the inspiration, to all of a sudden write this little musical?
Well, it started years ago with a book. I was the entertainment director at Navy Pier years ago, and one of my jobs was to hire all of the holiday performers. And so part of my job years ago, I'd heard a terrific CEO interviewed on late night TV. I was having insomnia. And so I tuned into this channel. I can't remember who the CEO was, but he said one of the things he liked to do every day, he ran a manufacturing organization. He said he liked to walk down onto the floor every day and catch one of his employees doing something right and acknowledge that employee. And I love that and use that as my philosophy at Navy Pier and with all the projects I do, really. I try to get out of the office and come down and see. So I was walking on Navy Pier during the holidays, and on stage, of course, was Santa and the elves. And I was watching them, and there was a little girl sitting on Santa's lap, and she said, "Now, Santa, listen, don't bring me this. And last year you brought me this, and it wasn't what I wanted. And if you bring me this, it has to be this, and don't make it this. And I really, really want something, but it has to be pink. Last year you brought me purple." And she's really, really insistent. And so I looked at the woman next to me, who, thank God, wasn't the mother of this child. But I looked at the woman next to me and I said, "Oh, my God, how would you like to be the poor toy that gets stuck with that kid?" And from there, I went home that night and I just started jotting down some notes about what would the story look like if it wasn't a child wishing for a toy, but instead if we flipped it on its ear and the toys got to wish for exactly the child they were looking for, what home they would like, what that child would be like, what the toy envisioned the life would be like with that child. And so from there, I spent, I don't know how long. And over the years, I would just, dabble at it and dabble at it. And one year we were out with some friends and I started telling the story to their kids. And then I would tell it again and with these kids and these kids. And finally my husband said, "You know, we really should print that." And the first year that we were together in our new place, which is now 7 years old, but 7 years ago, he said, let's print it and give it out as a gift at our holiday party. So, you know, some people give away candles or candy when you leave. We gave away a small printed booklet that was Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish. And from there, the next year, he said, you know, we've got such a great reaction. What if we tried and we published it with an organization that my husband was working with at the time? And we published it and put it up for sale on Amazon and carried it around in my purse. And we would just sell the book. And last year I was talking to a friend and I said, you know, I think we need to do some kind of a theatrical thing because it really needs the voices. It needs to be read aloud. It's a read aloud book. You need to have the voices and the inflections. And so I said, but wait, what about music? Maybe because I love musical theater. So it just kind of grew from conversations over coffee and then what if and what if. And we kept playing the what if game. And my friend Rob Lindley introduced me to Kathleen, then Gibson. She's since gotten married and changed her name to Kathleen Butler Duplessis. But Kathleen and I sat over coffee. We'd never met before, but I told her the story and she said, well, what if there was a song here? And I said, well, what about a song here? What do you think that would sound like? And from this hour meeting at a coffee shop grew our first reading, which was last December 2nd at the Venus Cabaret at Mercury Theater. About 80 of my friends showed up and we had our first reading and it's kind of blossomed from there. And here a year later, we're up on stage at the Greenhouse Theater on Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, that's amazing. I loved it. I loved it. I think we have somebody on. Can we hold on for 1 second? Let me check one, too. Mike has an answer. Let's see if that's the right one. Hello, Mike. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How's Frank doing?
I'm fine. I'm actually reading my notes.
Yeah, Frank dozes off every so often. We have to keep an eye on him.
Okay. All right, Don't we all?
All right, Frank. So Mike, you're in Skokie, and you have an answer for us?
Yes, you were talking to the question regarding Jessica Cronin or Jessica.
Yes.
It's Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy. It's the father and the mother's name combined.
That is very, very good. That's very good.
You know, and I didn't know that until you said the name out loud, and then it made sense.
See, you have to listen out loud once in a while. Okay, we're going to put you on hold, and you'll give them all your information. I'll send that gift card out to you, okay?
Thanks.
All right, thank you for listening.
Thanks.
I thought that might be to get the tickets to go see Eleanor. So I'm still waiting for somebody to call in for that one.
You got a harder question.
Oh, my gosh. So should we give them, I don't know, should we give them a hint? I don't know.
Well, I think, okay, well, what you're the writer, okay? You want to give them a hint? It's up to you. It's your show.
You designed a show in a coffee shop. You can come up with a question.
It would be a toy. Let's see. It would be a toy that you might envision wearing. A plaid jumper and a pinafore. Maybe that would help.
That might help.
A plaid jumper and a pinafore. How about that?
That might help.
And probably some messy hair. Yes, exactly. Well, that could be me on any given day with the wind blowing.
They call it Moppy.
And, you know, the audience response has been great. We love that the critics have, you know, been so great. But to me, really, Al, I loved your review, but one of my favorite reviews was the 9-year-old girl who, after the show, looked at me and she said, "That was so beautiful. I was just bawling like a baby."
I always bring a kid with me to these shows. So in this case, I brought a friend of mine. They have a little boy. His name is Hamilton. He's 3 years old. And he was mesmerized. He did not stop staring. And then afterwards, he doesn't talk a lot to me anyway. He talks to his parents probably and his grandparents. But he said, "I liked it." He's not real vocal, but he was for that. He had a big smile on his face, and I had to leave because I had other things that I had to do. And he stayed, I guess. And he just wouldn't take a picture with Santa because he only knows one real Santa.
It's only that. Only
well,
one.
There is only one real Santa. We all know that.
So now we're going to hope that this is going to be a yearly show now, right?
Oh, I would hope so. This is, you know, there's a lot of stuff that really is tradition, becomes tradition. And I think because we have such a big population, mm-hmm. I think that it takes sometimes people a little time to get to know these new shows or to get to know where the theaters are, and there's always new people coming along. So it's, I think it should be here for a while.
I think it will be. You know, you look at, I was just at the Goodman, and when somebody said to me, they've never seen a Christmas Carol, and they're from Chicago, I go, it's been here for 35 years.
Yeah, I think it's more than that.
And I can't believe that people say that.
I remember somebody saying that they just saw Santa Land, and okay. Like it's a brand new show, and that's been around for a few years.
Okay, I should be forgiven.
All right, so this show is running. It's going to be running at the on Lincoln Avenue.
At the Greenhouse Theater Center at 2257 North Lincoln. And what's really great about this location, first of all, they're so generous here at the Greenhouse. They're just a great organization. But what's lovely is parking around here is very convenient. There's great street parking, but there's also a parking garage just about a block away. So even in the dead of Chicago winter, it's very convenient. And what's also nice is there's lots of great little restaurants right around here that are very family friendly. And so it's easy to get to. Parking is great. Good restaurants. The running time of the show is perfect for younger people. It's 65 minutes. And then, of course, it includes that selfie with Santa. The kids can all have a picture with Santa following the show. So there's lots going on. You know, Al, you're absolutely right. People, there's so much going on in Chicago, and sometimes with so many things, we're finding that we're grateful to people like you who have found us and are helping us spread the word, because it is hard. There's so many things, and we're new. It's not like Charlie Brown Christmas where everybody knows it, they're familiar. So it really is the word of mouth that's helping us get out to people and say, look, the music is great, the story is great, the kids are really enjoying it, but so are the moms and dads and the grandparents.
Right.
I'm having grandparents come up to me and say, thank you. This is exactly the kind of show that I want to introduce my grandchildren to.
Right. And
so it's really kids of all ages.
It also allows little ones to start getting into the theater mode, being at live theater, learning how to behave, learning how to applaud, yes, learning how to react and to feel something live.
Right.
It's such a,
right,
the younger they are, and that they learn, and then they continue to go, will make them one day much better theater goers and audiences than some of the people I see in some of the theaters I go to, who don't know about,
right,
opening things,
uh-huh,
and closing things and talking to each other in the middle of a play or answering a phone. The under three, they probably don't have a cell phone with them yet, but
by
the time they're five, they will.
Oh yeah.
So
right,
you have to make sure, right, they turn them off. So
that's the thing. We do ask the parents to keep an eye, and we know that the little ones are going to want to, react or chat a bit. Well, all we ask is that the parents recognize when it is getting distracting to the guests around them. And if the child really can't, is just having an issue, we just ask that they take them out into the lobby for just,
right,
a few minutes and then bring them back in when they're ready again. And for the most part, people have been great about that.
Yeah,
the
biggest thing is when you had those people, you allowed people to move to the floor right by the stage, and it's, mm-hmm, great for the kids, but some of the mothers and fathers wanted to sit on the floor in front too, and that got a little awkward.
Right.
And that's
right,
a tough cookie.
Yeah. So we've made some adjustments. We've had a little learning curve with that, and so we're learning, but the kids really do like to be on the floor right up front, and that way they don't have any big heads in front of them, and they can really, it's such an intimate space, the kids can really feel like they're at the North Pole. So it's lovely, and there's lots of little messages in there that we try to put in just as kind of matter of fact, that they're learning, but they don't even realize that they're learning.
All right, so single tickets are priced from $29.50. There's family four-packs available.
They're all $29.50. It's general admission seating, so you can come in and select the seat that you'd like to sit in. The family four-packs are available for tickets for $100. And you know, we think it's really reasonable for, again, the full-fledged musical with 7 original songs and that selfie with Santa after and some other nice surprises.
Listen, it's only a few dollars more than going to a movie.
Yeah. So,
and they're getting live theater with a beautiful show that they will not see on the movie screen. I want to thank you very much for joining us. And we'll keep an eye on somebody calling in with the answer. If they call in with the answer, I will let the people know that they will get those tickets, okay?
That's fantastic. Thanks,
Alex. Thank you. See you at the theater. See you at the theater.
And for Chicago Theater. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a little break here, and then we'll come back. And when we come back, we will have our guest from
the Chicago Ballet.
No, Ballet Chicago. Ballet Chicago. Let's get it right by the time we're done, okay?
We're going to get this right.
Arlington Heights Ford, with over 35 years of bringing quality and customer satisfaction to Chicagoland auto purchasers, has a new Quick Lane Auto Tire and Auto Center. We can service any make or model 6 days a week. Stop in 801 West Dundee Road, just west of Arlington Heights Road, east of Route 53 in Arlington Heights. Visit them 24/7, www.ahford.com. To schedule an appointment, yes, they do take appointments, call 847-870-1300. Want to buy a watch? For years, people have been hearing this phrase in every big city. In Chicago, when you hear, "want to buy a watch," it's a little different. It's Howard Frum. And whether you are buying or selling, you will get the real thing. Muller, Cartier, Patek Philippe, Breitling, and many more. Of greatest importance, hundreds of Rolex watches to choose from. In fact, over 450 in stock. Truly vintage and classics as well. For over 50 years, the trusted and most respected name in quality watches is Howard Frum, located at 5 South Wabash in the Jewelers Center on the 8th floor. Check out www.howardfrum.com or call him at 312-332-5999. Howard has been my guy for over 40 years. Make him your guy as well. Mention Around the Town, get a free gift. They also do repairs and restorations. Yes, make Howard your guy. O'Reilly's Furniture and Amish Gallery in Libertyville features solid wood pieces, handcrafted in America. Customize furniture to your own style, custom size, wood type, and color, with endless choices of fabrics and leathers. O'Reilly's has dining room, bedroom, home office, and occasional furniture. They also carry custom sofas, chairs, and sectionals. Stop buying cheap furniture every few years when you can get high-quality craftsmanship from O'Reilly's that will last a lifetime. O'Reilly's Furniture Showroom is located at 1151 South Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville, or visit them online at O'ReillysFurniture.com. If you stop over at Arlington Heights Ford, located 801 West Dundee Road, for a free trade evaluation or a test drive on any of their Fords or pre-owned certified cars, receive a $25 restaurant gift card. No purchase necessary. Just mention Around the Town Chicago. Arlington Heights Ford, number one in what matters most, customer satisfaction. Serving Chicagoland auto purchasers for 35 years. 847-870-1300 or visit them anytime, www.ahford.com. I want to talk a little bit about a company that I talked about about 6 weeks ago, maybe 8 weeks ago, called Home Mend. They're a new company, and they have a nice app for you. It's HomeMend.com. And basically what it is that anything you need repair-wise around the house, you need any plumber, you need electrician, whatever you need, you can go to HomeMend.com. You can get the app and put it on your phone, and then all you have to do is pick up what you need. On their app, you can find the type of work you need, push a button, and they will give you names of people that are in your area ready to come to work for you. I didn't explain it right when I first explained it, which is why I promised I would talk about it a little bit today. You have to open it with your fingers a little bit on your phone. I thought it was automatically there. So when you move your fingers a little bit, it opens up the screen and makes you see exactly where they are. Otherwise, if you just do it, it shows you those contractors who live in your block.
On your block.
On your block, in your building. I mean, it could be a very, very tight little schedule. So it's a free service to the public. Now, here's the beauty. If you're a contractor, if you're looking to get leads, and maybe you've done this with lots of the home advisors and Angie's List and all these people where they charge you per lead that you get, HomeMend isn't going to do that. They have a flat rate, but because you listen to Around the Town Chicago, you don't have to pay anything for 6 months. So you can go for 6 months, try HomeMend for yourself, do the HomeMend program, and it won't cost you anything. So all you have to do is go to HomeMend.com, and there's a place for you to sign up and tell them that you are from Around the Town Chicago. They will contact you. Mike will give you a call. He'll set it up for you, and you won't pay anything for those leads for 6 months. You'll see how it works. Once you know it works, hey, you're in. Okay? All right. So we are now going to talk about Ballet Chicago.
Yes.
Not the other way
not
around.
Not the other way around.
We are talking about Ballet Chicago, Frank. Let's say it again.
I'm going to keep it right. Ballet Chicago.
And with us is Daniel Duell. Is it Duell?
Duell.
Duell.
Yes.
Okay, who is the founder and artistic director. And you have to excuse, I'm looking at a note that I printed on my printer without ink. So when it does that, it kind of made you look a little strange. I looked at when you came in, you looked a lot better. So things are really well. So right now, you are doing a show that most of us have never heard of called The Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah. Not really.
And there's lots of Nutcrackers going
right.
on. There's, of course, the House Theater is doing their version of Nutcracker, which is totally different, not a ballet. It's not even, I don't think it's even a musical. And then there's, is the Joffrey still doing
yeah.
one as
oh,
well?
Oh, yeah, Joffrey still
okay.
has
Okay. And you're doing yours at a theater that Frank loves to say the name of, the Athenaeum.
Athenaeum.
There you go. So we got that. And on the main stage, which is, for those of you who have ever been to this building on Southport, the main stage is the one that has seats that you can sit in comfortably versus the upstairs and some of those studios that you end up coming out of there talking differently. So and you're doing this for how long?
What? Oh, we started at the Athenaeum in 2003.
Okay, so wow. you've been there for
a while.
So you've been there through some of the remodeling that they've gone
yes.
through and the ownership changes
ownership
and the management changes.
They're now fully ADA accessible and the seats are comfortable, the theater is brighter.
Okay, make sure you're close enough to the mic so the people out there can hear how wonderful everything is.
This will slide out. There we go.
There we go. Now
there
you're going to be a
now
little
you're
better.
Hear us. Okay. But it's a beautiful theater since they remodeled it and stuff.
Yeah, it is a very, very wonderful audience experience. And it happens to be one that also has the capacity to handle our very large cast of nearly 140 people.
You have 140 people?
Yes, ages 3 through adult.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Now, the process for casting this, how long does that take?
Oh, we start in September of each year and hold auditions at our school, at our location on 17 North State Street. And then we spend the next 4 months putting together this production with kids of all ages. We're a career track school. And we involve everybody. Doesn't matter whether you're on scholarship or not, you are a part of the production.
Okay. And what is different about your production versus one that most people have seen before?
Well, interestingly, lots of people have done different takes on Nutcracker these days. Mm-hmm. We've been determined to stick with the original tale in a lot of ways that I'll get to in a bit. So the production is very straightforward. All the roles are cast age appropriate, so okay. that our young heroine is actually danced by young people, not adults who are
like the big theaters do.
Yes. And so it's very psychologically natural and satisfying, and people love the production. It's grown from since 2003. We only had 3 performances. We now do 9 public and 2 for Chicago school kids.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the beauty of that is that especially young people and families that are going, credibility, when they see somebody that's the right age, makes more sense. If they see an adult playing a child, they look at it and say, that's not right. And as soon as you question something, it's not real anymore.
And one should never underestimate what young people can do out on stage. Mm. Let me tell you, we have seen that over and over.
Yeah, well, I just, as I mentioned, I just saw this, these 9, 10, 11-year-old kids doing a play, and it was as good as something that might travel through. You know, it was that quality was there. The kids, if they want to do it and they love doing what they're doing, they do it.
And they can't help their innocence and their refreshing youthful honesty out there. It's very very much an affair of the heart to see kids really put their efforts out on stage in front of public. And it's a real life lesson, kind of a moment of truth for them to get in front of an audience and really deliver something that they've worked so hard on and to do it well.
Yeah, it's what I always term, it's the love of the art. They love that. They want to do that. And because of that, the emotion is more real.
I completely agree.
So this is this is your big one, and then you during the course of the year you do other things as well.
We do. We have a run Nutcracker. That's our longest run. We also appear in the spring at the Harris Theater for Music and Dance as one of their spring offerings. And we do an annual. This is kind of our capstone, our most difficult show, where it's the big downtown main stage theater for us, and we perform works of the choreographer George Balanchine, works of mine, and works of our resident choreographer Ted Seymour. And again, it's all of our school students performing at a very, very high level. It's like going to see the CYSO or to go hear the children's choir. You're hearing artistic excellence by youth at a very high level. You're seeing it.
So you have an actual school.
Yes.
On State Street. Is that
on State Street? That's right.
And they come there from all over them.
Yes, all over the world.
Really?
Yes.
So it's good. How big is this now, the school?
The school, we have close to 200 in our annual program and around 350 in our summer program. So year round.
And it's just strictly ballet, or is it all dance?
It's strictly ballet. We add some other things in the summer, but it's a very primarily ballet-focused program.
Now, with your Nutcracker, what are you doing for music now? Is that an orchestra, or is that camp?
It's an orchestral recording.
It's a recording.
It is a recording, but a mighty magnificent one, and especially assembled. One of the things about our production is it's very family friendly in length. It's about 10 minutes shorter than the standard, especially in Act One. Mm-hmm. But it uses the full Tchaikovsky score, which is gloriously beautiful.
It's absolutely wonderful.
People just love it.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is playing through
next week, isn't it? Next Sunday's your last performance, isn't it?
We've grown to 2 weekends.
Oh,
we,
2 weekends.
We have the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then the following weekend, the 19th through the 22nd.
Right, and that's on the 7 o'clock on the 13th. I've got that's Friday. On Saturdays, it's 2 o'clock and it's 7.
Correct.
And Sundays, it's 2 o'clock, which is against our show here, but we'll forgive people for that. And then the following week, it's again the same thing, 7 o'clock, and then the Friday is a Thursday night there. There's a Thursday night.
Yeah, there's an additional Thursday night, right.
Okay. And it runs 90 minutes? Is that
Closer, about an hour and 45 minutes.
With the intermission?
With the intermission.
Yeah, okay. I have 90 minutes plus a 15-minute intermission. And the address of the Athenaeum is 2936 North Southport.
It's in a beautiful location in Chicago with tons of restaurants. And I can't wait to see it because I try and see in different productions of it because we're all so used to the Joffrey. But after a while, you want to try other little things. And I did go once to Rosemont, but it's only a one-day thing with their Russian. And I know Skokie had it 1 year, but now you guys, I want to see what you guys have. This
all right,
is going to
so
be fun.
Let's see if we can give away some tickets. All right.
Great.
So we have a contest we can give away? Do we have something we want to ask the people?
Yes. A little piece of information and then the question.
Okay.
A lot of people might not know that the young heroine of the story, who's often known as Clara, that is not the name of the heroine in the original story. Oh. Her name is Marie, and Clara was her doll. So in our production, we have named her Marie and kept that tradition going as actually one of the big major productions, the Balanchine production from New York City Ballet, which I performed in with myself for many, many years, also goes that route and names our young heroine Marie. So now here's the question. Who is the author of the original Nutcracker story.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So 773-763-9278. And we'll have a four-pack?
Yes,
family
four-pack.
So the whole family can come and see this.
Let's up that. I'll make it a six-pack. I'm going to make it a six-pack.
All right. Oh, you got a big family? Call in. Okay, we got it. 773-763-9278.
And actually, that should be somebody's holiday tradition, the Nutcracker, every year, because it's just not the holidays without that show. And when you walk out, you can't help humming and feeling like you're in the holidays.
Absolutely wonderful. And we've been amazed with all the Christmas around Chicago and all the production there are of it. Ours just keeps growing and growing, and people love it.
And it needs to, because, you know, like you said, Al, there are people that just haven't seen things.
It's what's amazing is that they always, I'll put it off till next year, and then they get busy and they forget. And I think it's great, like I was saying about the Steadfast Tin Soldier, I now want that on my calendar every year because I enjoyed it so much. And I not only enjoyed the show and the production, I enjoyed watching the people around me. I love watching kids when they're at live theater and how they react to things, because it's just so enlightening. It's such a cool thing to see somebody who maybe never saw anything live now see something right in front of them happening. Because it's not a movie, it's live, and something could happen, and somebody could drop something, and yet they still do it, and they still make it through. And everybody learns that the show keeps going. You don't stop for anything.
That's the wonderful thing about live theater. Mistake and all, you have to keep going and deal with it.
Yeah, at Navy Pier last week, we were at Navy Pier to go see the Q Brothers, and they started breaking up. There was a place, and one of the guys decided to go further with it. He kept working it to make him break up even more to see how far, and then they all started to break up, and it was probably the funniest 2 minutes. I enjoyed it, because I watched very carefully how they got out of it, and that was a beauty that they did it.
See that's the one problem with Hollywood. Everything is re-edited and edited again so that everything is perfect, and that's what I love about theater. And that's what Al keeps telling me is every performance is different, and every director is different to the same type of show.
The interpretation, it's all going to change. The different cast, a different stage, a different director, a different choreographer. It's a different show. It is not.
It is different every time. And that refreshing spontaneity that only comes with seeing it absolutely live is always a thrilling thing.
All right. So 773-763-9278. The Bears are not playing. So we don't need to worry about them. We're going to worry about their opponents now. So if you call in and win some prizes, boys and girls and children of all ages, I want to give away gifts.
You should all be happy. They won Thursday.
That's right. They won a couple. And they're actually, believe it or not, there's a possibility. It's slim. But they could be in the playoffs. It is possible. They do have to rely on them and a few other people. And Mitchell has to be Mitchell instead of Mitch.
I'm telling you, it's the cold weather. They play better when it's freezing cold.
Well, it isn't that cold. I'm wearing short sleeves today.
You're crazy.
Okay, so we have nobody calling in yet. We need somebody to call in for that. I still want to give away tickets for Lenny Bruce. Come on, there's got to be somebody who wants to see Lenny Bruce.
That's an easy answer for Lenny Bruce.
That's a real easy answer. All you got to do is look at aroundthetownchicago.com. You'll find the answer. 773-763-9278. Well, while we're doing this, while we're waiting for a call, I do want to give you a little gift. Well, because I am Santa Claus.
All right.
And let me just reach out.
That's nice of him.
For you. And this is, so you remember your visit
wonderful.
Here. It is a coffee mug that has the Around the Town Chicago on it.
I love it.
And the 820, WCPT 820. So you remember it. You drink your coffee and remember these wonderful things. A few of the people on Facebook I've seen guests that we've had sitting having a cup of coffee out of our mug. Makes me feel kind of like really cool that they remember us and that they use it.
Now, you did ballet other places then, right? You were in New York, you said?
Yes, I grew up in the Midwest in Dayton, Ohio, and then went to New York and trained at the School of American Ballet for 3 years. And then I danced for 15 years with the New York City Ballet during time when George Balanchine was alive and working back then. It was a very golden, treasured time.
I've been to the New York Ballet. I lived in New York for 3 years and then escaped to get back to Chicago. New York is a hard place to survive compared to this city.
There's no question about it. I lived in New York as an actor, and I worked at the Garment District and drove a cab.
It was a wonderful place to be for a dancer. But I will tell you, my wife Patricia and I love Chicago, and our school has grown just so beautifully here. We love the people here, and the thing about a school is it's Chicago families that you're surrounded by of all ages, backgrounds, everything. It's a very beautiful endeavor, and it's extraordinary to get to know them in the studio and work with them and see them train and then see what they do on stage.
Oh, we got some people calling.
We got some calls. Let's find out if we got this Lynn.
Yes, this is Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very wonderful. I just saw a wonderful performance or heard a lesson in carols. My son Brad West is singing a solo in it. And I was just driving home and listening to your show. And I'm like, okay, I cannot look these things up while I'm on the road. So I'm home now. And I did look up one of the answers in Hoffman for the Nutcracker, right? That was the person who wrote the original, correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Very good. Yay. Very good.
All right. So you got some applause got there. So hang on. We'll get your information. Okay.
Wonderful.
We'll get and
wonderful.
We'll take care of you. We'll match it all up for you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. We got
wonderful.
Bill.
Congratulations.
Okay. Have congratulations. All right. Enjoy. Bill, you're on with us on line two. You got an answer for us?
No, I was calling. I'm kind of like in the middle of this. You were talking about a show with Lenny Bruce, and I didn't know much about it. I was trying to find out whatever I could.
Well, there's a show. It's called I Am Not a Comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce. And it's playing at a theater on Halsted. At the Royal George Theater in the Cabaret. And it's
I've been there, yeah.
Have you been there? Okay, so would you like to go? Did you ever know who Lenny Bruce was? Did you ever see him perform? Or?
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm kind of dating myself, but I do remember him. I remember when he passed away. And, you know, he had a rather acerbic presentation, so to speak, and I was always somewhat fascinated with it.
Well, he was an amazing man. He's an amazing man. So yeah, I'll tell you I'm not even going to bother with the question, okay? You can go to my and look it up, and if you want to go see Lenny Bruce, this story, which is an amazing, amazing piece of work at the Royal George. I'm in a very giving mood. You know, we just had Giving Tuesday and this and cyber this and cyber that. And today is Al wants to give a guy a pair of tickets. So hang on the line, and we're going to send you to go see the show, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Hang on. Don't hang up. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Okay. So there we go. Now I feel a little better. You know, it makes me feel, I'm so sad when I can't give away things. It's like, oh, my God.
But the director, everybody should know him. He's a Chicagoan, and I cannot pronounce his last name, even though it's an Italian and I'm an Italian. But his white hair gives him away. And he's from that TV show. What is it? The Criminal Just, was it Criminal Minds?
Yeah. It was Joe.
Joe Manchi, Montiero or something like that. Montiango.
Montiango.
He must be Sicilian. That's why I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, and he's
trying to remember.
Yeah. Joe Mantegna.
Yeah, Joe Mantegna.
Mantegna.
And I know he's a good Cubs fan, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a Chicago fan all the way. Everything the way. Chicago. He still loves Chicago. So at least we got some things to give away. I still need some people to call. I still got more stuff to give away. Q Brothers. I want to give away some tickets to the Q Brothers. They're really funny, folks. If you have never seen these guys, and if you love A Christmas Carol, It's a little different, okay? And I'll tell you what, you don't even have to answer the question. Just call in. I'll give you a couple of tickets to go see the Q Brothers, okay?
I just downloaded it for the TV show that we just did, and it's a wonderful thing that I got to watch.
These guys are hysterical. They are amazingly funny. And what it is just a different take on, and they do this with classic, they've done this with Shakespeare, they do it with everything. They literally play all the characters, changing just a wig or changing this or changing that, changing their vocal. But there's one scene where Bob Cratchit is talking to his daughter, but one guy plays both those parts. and he's on stage and does both voices and does it in a way where you like she's off stage or he's off stage, but he throws his voice. So it's kind of cool to watch.
Well, the Q Brothers are very talented.
Yeah, they're really, they're local guys. They're local Chicago guys.
Aren't they from, I think their parents, for two of them, don't they own a pharmacy that used to be in the old German area of Chicago? I once read.
That I don't know. Let's see. We got Mark on line three. Mark, you're on line three with us. Mark? Hello?
Kenny.
Is this Mark?
Kenny. Oh, this Kenny. Is Kenny.
Kenny.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No. It's Kenny that's on the phone.
Oh.
Oh, you can talk to Kenny.
Yeah, we can talk to Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. What's going on?
Yeah, talk to me. So, you said you had tickets to give away, so I called in.
Okay. So, where do you want to go to? You want to go to see the Q Brothers?
Sure.
All right, we got it. We're going to send you to see the Q Brothers at Navy Pier. Do you want two or four?
Four, if that's possible.
You got it. You got four tickets, and I will leave your information. We'll get you. We'll send the thing by email so you can make sure we get your email nice and clear, and I'll send you the introduction and the certificate so you can go down there when you can make it, okay?
All right, wonderful.
All right, Kenny, have a happy holiday, and thanks for calling,
thanks for being
a listener to Around the Town Chicago.
See how good you are? You don't even have to have an answer.
You know what? It's 5 minutes till Christmas. Oh, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It's amazing how he knows so much for being such a good Jewish man.
I am Santa Claus. I told you, for 54 years, I have been doing Santa Claus, and I enjoy every single minute of it. I am a Santa's helper. I did one yesterday, and a young man came up to me. He's very cute. He comes up and he says, I'm whispering because I don't want the other kids to know this, but I know you're not the real Santa, but you're really damn good. So, made me feel so good.
You've got some more callers, Al. That must have brought some in.
All right. Well, we'll see who we got. No, that's Kenny. And that's
Oh, you got them both? Okay.
Yeah, I think they're on hold. I think we got everybody, right?
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay, he's doing it there. We got a fill-in producer today doing some work for us. So we
He's a good one.
Yeah, we got our normal guy who sits here talking wearing his anti-bear stuff is actually where is he?
Where did he go off to?
He's actually at today's Oakland Raiders game
because he's at the Oakland Raiders game. That's his team. That's his team. So Devin is sitting in today with got the big hat on and the headset and doing all.
But
the
we can't tell what that hat says on the other side.
Well, it doesn't say Chargers.
It's not Sox, does it?
Oh, it does say Sox. All right, that's okay.
Paul, producer Paulie have one thing in common.
Yeah, he's a Southside. He likes the Southside players. Okay, so I want to remind people that Lightscape is going on at the Chicago Botanic Gardens, which is a gorgeous thing. And Winter Wonderfest is going on at Navy Pier. Still waiting because it runs for a while, but I have a feeling in the next week or so, we're going to get some tickets to give away.
That's a great family outing.
Yeah, it is.
That
it's
one.
A fun thing. And I told them I really want to give away some wristbands because there's a lot of people who would really have a great time and can't afford to spend the money to go there. The parking is enough.
Yeah, that's enough right there. It's the parking.
You give them a free ticket, then they have to pay $24 for parking. Yeah. It's not so free anymore. You know, then they eat a little bit, and that's the next thing you know, we got a real problem. So as we tone, we got a couple things. What are you seeing next week?
I am. Oh my God! I have to go back onto the line to see what I just wrote.
You have
it
to
down.
See what you're going to see. We got 1 minute.
A minute and some change.
Okay. Oh. I'm going to see White Christmas at the Palace, and then we're going to see that video in the Wilmette Theater, Foster Boy, which I'm looking forward to. And then we've got, we're going to see Light in the Piazza, the lyric opera. And then I'm going to celebrate Hanukkah a week early because
Hanukkah's
our kids are
very early.
Oh, no, we're going to do it a week early because our grandkids are going out of town, so we got to light the menorah a week early and eat the brisket a week early. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do with the grandkids, right?
I can't believe that you're going to go to the opera with Jane.
No, Jane's going. Okay. Light at the Piazza is not an opera; it's a musical. Remember that.
But they're turning it into an opera.
Well, they do one musical a year.
But usually they do it towards the end of their season.
Well, they're doing it now. If they tell me this is what they're doing, I believe them. They've never lied to me before.
Frank. I have a feeling. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do it, you know, all Italian.
But there is American opera. And we're out of town, so we can't even talk about
that. Right, okay, we'll see you next week and see you at the theater.
Around the Town Chicago has been brought to you by Quick Lane Auto and Tire Center, located at 801 West Dundee Road in Arlington Heights, Ford. They're open 6 days a week, offering great service and value. Call 847-481-0530. You need an oil change? Mention Around the Town and get the works for $44.95 or less. Check out www.quicklane.com.